worked on more campaigns than most people have by the time they're 40. He's the only one that's going to actually make a difference in people's lives.
Either we're going to lead the world or we are going to bury our heads in the sand.
You're my brain trust.
So how are we doing?
What do you think, Stevie?
I think it's ours for the taking.
You are working for the wrong man. I want you to work for us.
Paul's my friend.
There's only one thing I value in this world, and that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing.
You want to work for the friend, or do you want to work for the president?
Okay, here's the deal. People who know me know that I don't like Ryan Gosling as an actor at all. So color me impressed that it's likely two of his films this year will make my top 10 best of 2011 list. The first was Drive, and the second is The Ides of March. George Clooney directs the story of a young idealistic political strategist who gets a first-hand lesson on how smarmy and soul-sucking the life in politics can be. Told with the optimism of a David Mamet play, The Ides of March is an exercise in ugly truths, and it was a smart directing choice of Clooney's to focus on the inner workings of the Democratic primary, his own party in real life, to rebuff any criticisms of finger-pointing. In The Ides of March, it's not the right or the left that's corrupt, but politics in general. The Ides of March is a deftly directed and solidly acted picture with sharp writing and superb pacing. It's easily one of the best films of 2011. The Ides of March gets 5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.